Anyway, my title for the message today is Easter in the Bible? And as you, I'm sure, all already know, we are once again approaching that time of year where we need to prepare. And I am not just referring to the Passover and Days of Leavened Bread, but I am also alluding to what this world will be celebrating instead. And it is always wise to be ready, as we will be confronted with it, as we usually do every year, by putting our knowledge to the test. So what does the Bible have to say about Easter? Well, actually, it doesn't. Nowhere does it say that Easter has to be held, that it has something to do with Christ and his death, or the man-made customs that are associated with it today. The Bible doesn't say that we should observe Christ's birth, since the exact day of his birth, the Bible doesn't reveal. However, the Bible indicates that he was born sometime in the fall during the annual holy days. What we are to do is to observe Christ's death. And there are several scriptures that point out that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26, in Psalm chapter 116 and verse 15, and Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1, just to name a few. So again, we're not to observe his death, however, not the way that the world is doing it by celebrating Easter. Now, what is interesting is that the time of Easter coincides with the time of God's spring holy day, spring feasts of the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread, which God has commanded us to keep. And the world altogether does not keep these days. Rather, they celebrate Good Friday and Easter Sunday, which are clearly of pagan origin. The world thinks that they are celebrating the death and resurrection of our Savior during Easter. But the fact is that Christ was neither crucified on a Friday, nor was he resurrected on a Sunday. If he had been, he would not be our Savior, as he would not have fulfilled the only sign he gave to the Pharisees that he gave for his Messiahship, that is, to be dead and buried in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And a famous scripture can be found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 through 40. Now, this is famous for us, or popular scripture for us. And a lot of the world knows about this too, but they just don't apply it. They don't care. They don't think it has any relevance today. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." This period from Friday afternoon to Sunday morning simply does not constitute 72 hours. The Bible and historical records prove instead that Christ was crucified and buried late on a Wednesday, and that he was resurrected late on a Saturday just before sunset. So if you count Wednesday to Saturday, clearly it will show that it is 3 days and three nights. So where does Easter come from, and what do the customs of Easter have anything to do with Christ? Taken from one of our English Q&As, and we actually have a lot of material when it comes to Easter, a lot of Q&As, a lot of editorials, a lot of messages having to do with it. But as usual, this is something that is a great refresher for us all, especially during this time, because, like I said, we're going to be confronted, and we better know, or better be prepared, on what we're going to say and what we're going to answer. But taking from this English Q&A, Easter is the name of a pagan goddess of spring who is worshipped under the names Iastre or Iostre, Astarte, Ostara, Ishtar, and Istar. And there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible which mention names like that. So then you know what the association of these names are going to relate to when it comes to pagan worship, when it comes to Easter. So again, it is from these names that our modern word Easter is derived. Especially the name Ishtar is associated with the Babylonian queen of heaven. The egg-laying Easter hare or Easter rabbit and colored Easter eggs were associated as symbols of fertility with Iastre, the pagan goddess of spring. In addition, the pagans also celebrated at Easter time the passion and resurrection of pagan gods who died on a Friday and came to life again on the following Sunday. Some of these gods are known as Marduk, Attis, and Mithra. Just like with Christmas, the early church did not keep Easter. The Catholic Church adopted pagan festivals such as Easter to Christian ideas, rather than suppressing them. The Bible condemns the worship of the Queen of Heaven and anything associated with it in Jeremiah chapter 44 and in verse 17 to 19. Jeremiah chapter 44 and verse 17. But we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our mouth, and out of our own mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, which is the pagan goddess of spring, and pour out drink offerings to her as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, were well off, and said no trouble. Just like in the world today, you know, they celebrate these days with joy, and they think everything is great, and there's no problem with keeping them. But it's interesting how the Bible also puts it even at that time, thinking there is nothing wrong with it. Verse 18, but since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. Verse 19, the women also said, and when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and pour out drink offerings to her without our husband's permission? And then going back to chapter 10 and verse 2 of Jeremiah, chapter 10 and verse 2. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed for them. Notice also Ezekiel chapter 8 and verses 13 through 18. Ezekiel chapter 8 and in verse 13. And he said to me, turn again, and you will see greater abominations that they are doing. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of a Lord's house. And to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Now Tammuz is also known as a husband or the son of Ishtar, or once again, or Easter. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again, you will see greater abominations than these. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they were worshiping the sun toward the east, having to do with Easter worship. And he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I also will act in fury. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. This is also talking about future events here. And you wonder why there's so many problems in the world, and you're keeping days such as this. And the day will come where God will have enough, as we know, and he will put an end to this. So to be clear and to summarize, Orthodox Christianity has brought confusion into the minds of man. Easter Sunday is not biblical. The Bible does not mention Easter. Further, Christ was not resurrected on a Sunday, but on a Saturday. For proof of this, we have a booklet, Jesus Christ, a Great Mystery, which goes into that in much detail. So that was number one. These are some cliff notes that you could use in case you ever get confronted by somebody wondering why you don't keep Easter. Number two, since Easter is always celebrated on a Sunday, Sunday is not the eighth day of the week, as nominal Christianity teaches. As everyone knows, our week has 7 days, not 8 days. And the last or seventh day of the week, which needs to be observed by true Christians, is Saturday, the weekly Sabbath, to be held from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, not Sunday, which is the first day of the week. Sunday was never a day set aside which God has sanctified. And we have booklets which go into this, God's commanded holy days, and how to keep the Sabbath. And he goes into this in more detail. Number three, Christ was not crucified on Good Friday or on a Friday, but he was crucified on a Wednesday. And if he had been killed on a Friday afternoon and in the grave until Sunday morning, as taught by Orthodox Christianity, he would not have fulfilled the only sign, again, that he gave the Pharisees, that he was the Messiah, namely that he would be there 3 days and three nights in the grave. Again, the time from Friday afternoon to Sunday morning simply does not amount to 3 days and three nights. And once again, we talk about that in our booklet, Jesus Christ, a Great Mystery. All these booklets, of course, are free and has very valuable information in there. So what we are to do instead is to keep God's holy days, but we are to reject man-made holidays, which are filled with pagan customs, as we have just heard, even though they claim to worship the true God. God has told us how to worship him, and he does not accept any other form of worship. So notice what Christ said in Mark chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. Mark chapter 7 and verse 6. He answered and said to them, "When did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do." And he said to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition." Can we see how blind and how confused the so-called Christian world is today, thinking that they are celebrating Christ, but rather that they deny him by celebrating their pagan day, and thereby completely disregard the clear command to observe God's holy days and what they truly picture? The celebration of Easter shows just how far the Christian world has moved away from the Bible. They do not understand or seem to care that it is a complete violation of what God commands and strictly prohibits. But for all of you listening to this message, I hope that you understand the truth and realize now, if you haven't already, how wrong it is to celebrate this day of Easter. It takes a lot of change and effort to live righteously, to be the few that are called. But it will be so worth it in the end, just as God promises. The choice is yours.